Think of all our concern when wars or disasters kill thousands, and then consider that a far more mundane problem kills millions. Around the world, contaminated water kills almost 2 million people per year. Some of the deaths come in the country where we're going next. As part of a series on global public health, NPR's John Hamilton reports on efforts to clean up the water in rural El Salvador.
The road to the small community called Milagro Adios ends at a well. A barefoot girl with pigtails and a pink T-shirt is pumping water into a large black bucket.
Hola. Hola. ¿Cómo te llamas?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth is 8. 4 years ago, she nearly died. Her mother, Teresa de Jesus Alemán, says the problem was water from a shallow well. Teresa says the well used to produce clean water, but things changed after a massive earthquake in 2001.
All the water was ruined. The water came out of the wells. Some overflowed. It was all ruined because the water was contaminated.
The family couldn't afford bottled water, so they kept using the well.
She was diagnosed with 4 kinds of parasites, and supposedly it's because of what we drink.
El Salvador isn't a place you'd expect water to be a problem. After all, it gets nearly 6 feet of rainfall each year. But Ricardo Navarro says clean water is in short supply.
When we talk about the water problem in El Salvador, we are talking about that, the lack of clean water to drink.
Navarro is president of an environmental group called the Salvadoran Center for Appropriate Technology. He says the country has failed to protect a precious resource. Farmers have cut down forests that used to store rainwater. Ranchers have allowed their livestock to pollute rivers. Communities have put latrines too close to shallow wells.
And here, big enterprises, they use the river as a place where they can throw everything. So whatever chemical goes in, it goes out.
One solution is deep wells. They draw from aquifers so far underground they are protected from surface pollution. Groups like USAID and CARE International have funded a lot of these wells as part of efforts to build modern water systems. But large, ambitious projects often prove hard to sustain. There's one of these projects in a mountainous region north of San Salvador. An international coalition raised more than $500,000 to bring clean water into more than 500 homes. A Belgian team helped design the system. Local engineers drilled a well 500 feet deep. Residents spent months digging trenches for miles of pipe. Cornelio Segura, the president of the local water board, shows what all that money has bought. Segura points to the thick iron pipe that carries water from the well to an underground cistern the size of a small apartment. He opens a hatch on the roof. Segura was there when they switched on the system in August. Water flowed for a week. Then a power surge fried the pump motor at the bottom of the well. The designers hadn't allowed for the unpredictable nature of El Salvador's electrical service. Segura says it will take a big crane and $1,800 to fix the pump.
The donors give all the material, tubing, equipment, everything. But they don't give cash money for maintenance for the equipment.
So for now, residents are getting by on rainwater and an older well. I asked Segura where people will get water during the dry season. We begin a walk that leads us into the mountains and back in time. Roads become footpaths. They wind through valleys where guerrilla fighters battled government forces year after year. We pass a creek. Segura says it's full of cattle dung and pesticides from the sugarcane plantations. We cross a river where a woman is washing clothes.
Esta agua es buena.
Segura says this water is good, but disappears in the dry season. After walking about 2 miles, we arrive at a spring. Water trickles from a cleft in a rocky hillside. It's caught by a concrete basin the size of a washtub. People have been coming to this spring as long as anyone can remember. They carry away water in 5-gallon jugs. Segura says old people sometimes fall on the steep trail. He was counting on the new pump to end that problem. Despite the shortcomings of many water projects, the water situation in El Salvador is getting better. A government dispensary in the area has been tracking the health of about 400 children in several communities. Marisol Prima Ponza runs the dispensary. She says cases of diarrhea are way down this year because of better access to clean water. On the flatlands, near the coast, several new projects are producing clean water. One is at an elementary school. Several years ago, the school asked a nonprofit group called Living Water to dig a well. Now the children drink from a fountain of clear, safe water.
Everything you see is a miracle of God.
Lillian Cornejo is the school's administrator. She says at first the well had only a hand pump. Then there was another miracle. Cornejo was giving blood when she happened to tell a man about the school's new well.
He told me, "Sister, I have a collection tank here that I am going to give you so that you can use it at the school. This is a gift of God."
Another gift produced an electric pump. To keep God's gifts in working order, Cornejo added water costs to the school's budget. So the fountain will continue flowing long after its sponsors have moved on. At a church a few blocks away, there's another new well. It has a hand pump, the technology that seemed most appropriate and affordable. Pastor Eusebio Alfaro Aguilar says members of his church are trained to fix the pump if it breaks. With God's help, he says, the well will be here for 100 years. Alfaro asks us to join him in prayer. A half dozen people link hands in the dusty yard. They offer thanks for clean water. In Milagro a Dios, people's prayers were answered a few months ago. They got a deep well to replace the one contaminated by the 2001 earthquake. It serves 26 families. Since its arrival, no child has gotten sick from bad water. John Hamilton, NPR News.
You can find more global health coverage by turning on your television tonight at 9 o'clock for the program Rx for Survival. It's a special on PBS, and you can check local listings for the time where you are.